Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in 2005, when Cork was the European capital of culture, a group of women sat down to knit. And what they produced was the size of a tennis court. It's called the Knitting Map. And nowadays tours the United States. It's currently on show in West Virginia. UCC Professor of Creative Practice, Jules Gilson, is just back from there. Afternoon, Jules.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hope you're well.
Could you start by describing what the Knitting Map looks like? If you're standing in front of it, what do you see?
Well, it's a very large piece of hand knitting that was knitted over a calendar year. So it's about the size of a tennis court. But when it's displayed in a gallery, it's normally pleated. And in its most recent exhibition, or its current exhibition, it falls down the wall through a corner. And then they pleated it into kind of rivulets, so it comes down the gallery. So it's quite watery, really, in terms of the image of it, because it's so large. So it has this kind of big kind of visual impact when you go into the gallery. But then when you come closer to it, you can see that it's all hand-knitted. So it has lots of different colours, and they're all muted tones, kind of browns and creams and pale blues and some very, very few kind of bright colours. Yes, so, it's kind of muted tones, yeah.
So is it abstract then? It's not actually depicting something in Cork?
It is abstract, but it is depicting something in Cork. It's a kind of conceptual map of the city, and it documents two lines of data. And the first is the weather. So we, in 2005, when it was made, there was a weather station that we had at Cork Institute of Technology, now Munster Institute, Munster University. And we had all those lines of data, and they were connected to the colour of the yarn. So every day, the colour of yarn, the knitters were told via little monitors to knit this particular colour that related to the weather. And then the complexity of stitch was related to how busy the city was. So we had CCTV cameras around the city, and they looked at movement, and that was translated into complexity of stitch. So if it was a quiet day, the computers generated a simple stitch, and if it was a busy day, it was more complex. So those two things together, the knitters were asked to knit this particular stitch in this colour. And so it's a conceptual map in visual art, that's what we would call it. And then that just means that it's an idea of mapping the city for a year, but it's not a literal depiction of like a map, like, you know, that shows you different places in the city.
Crikey, it sounds like it was enormously complicated to organise.
It was.
Yeah. How many women were involved in knitting it?
It was over 2,000, and it wasn't just women, but it was largely older working class women from Cork's north side. But anybody could come and knit. We would teach anybody to knit. So there were certainly men, and there were young people and children and lots of visitors as well. We had an entire Brazilian naval ship at one point came to knit.
So would people be given a little patch of their own to concentrate on, or it was kind of an ongoing process where this massive thing was taking shape and then new people would come in and be told, you have to knit this today?
The way that we organised it is that we had a sort of wooden amphitheatre built. We had actually, even at that time, we had recycled computer monitors. So there was enough room for 20 knitters to knit at one time. We didn't need 20 all the time, but 20 people could knit at the same time. And there was one strip for each of those seats. So there were 20 strips that kind of came down out of the amphitheatre and then across the floor of St. Luke's Crypt in Cork City. And then at the end of the year, we had 20 strips, and they were sewn up into four sections. So it's in four sections.
Yeah.
To get rolled up into boxes.
It sounds like the amphitheatre itself was almost an art installation. Could people come along and have a look at the people knitting?
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And the president, Mary McAleese, came to visit, actually. So that was a really huge moment that year. And she came and she knitted, and with all her entourage, they were so excited, the knitters, that the President of Ireland came. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was all handmade in wood. There's a lovely vintage RTE clip that you can see that kind of shows that.
And it was controversial at the time. Was that to do with the cost of it?
It was, yeah. It was a kind of combination of things. There's a book published by Bloomsbury about the controversy, because there was this incredible contrast between kind of international reception and local and national reception. And I think it just got kind of stuck in, it just became seen as somehow ridiculous, and that it cost kind of just over 250,000, but that was over a 3-year period. And we had a staff of 5, and we, you know, we ran an art centre for that for the year of 2005. It really wasn't that much money, you know, and also it wasn't traditionally controversial in any ordinary sense. You know, there wasn't anything risque, there wasn't anybody, you know, chickens weren't beheaded or anything like that. And it was kind of radically democratic. So yeah, it was partly the money, it was partly that it was commissioned early in 2003 before they had all of their funding confirmed for the European of Capital of Culture that year. And so, you know, not everybody got commissioned, and perhaps it was a larger proportion of the overall budget than they had originally intended. But it was, some of it was also just good old-fashioned misogyny, I think, you know, that it was women's work. And maybe it was also a time that was just too close to knitting being seen as something that people had to do because they couldn't afford to clothe their children in other ways. Mm. And it wasn't able to be seen as something that could be kind of transformational and experimental. And because it really was, in terms of its ideas, it was bringing something that was normally individual and solo and private in people's homes, but almost always linked with processes of care and giving. You know, it's your grandmother or your mother who knits you things and gifts them, and but making that into a community, and also making this incredible skill, which is kind of not that respected even now. It's such complex mathematics when people are knitting these cables, and these women do it while drinking coffee, and they don't even look down. And it's really complex. And it tried to make something magical out of something very ordinary.
Yeah.
And that wasn't really perceived at the time. But that's part of the reason why it's been so extraordinary having these exhibitions in the US over the last 4 years, actually.
Yeah. Now I suppose within the exhibitions in the US is the context about climate change.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, does it require signs to explain its genesis and all that kind of thing?
Not really. I mean, the exhibition was curated by a curator who's based in Pennsylvania called Deborah Barkin, and she's at the Art Museum. She's at the Berman Museum in Pennsylvania. And so she put this exhibition together with the knitting map and with this other project called the Tempestry Project. And this is a smaller scale knitting or crochet project whereby one individual knits one line of knitting or crochet per day for a calendar year. And each day is the temperature, whereas with the knitting map, it's temperature and movement. But what they did is they standardized the colors so that when different people did tempestries for a particular year in a particular place, they could be comparative. And so in the exhibition, there's the coldest and the hottest place in the US, and they have a kind of contemporary tempestry for a year quite recently, and they have 50 years ago, and then they have 100 years ago. And the Tempestry Project was started in 2016, actually in a response to Trump coming to power then, because there were fears that climate data would be destroyed in some way. And so this idea of documenting it in knitting or in crochet. So the exhibition comes together. And so what happens then for the knitting map is that it just becomes, it has this new conversation, because it is absolutely about weather, because it's a year of Cork's weather. But it's able to kind of have that conversation in a new way, in a context of the climate crisis, but also I think that relationship between the way that we treat the natural world and the way that internationally that we treat women in general, and that there's a connection between those two things.
And isn't it interesting, after people giving out about the money 20 years later, it's still serving its purpose, probably will continue to do so for many years to come. Jules Gilson is Professor of Creative Practice at UCC. Jules, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.